Donna Mac on the box, going to check in with President Obama as he is addressing the nation and telling the or letting everybody know what is happening with the situation that we're dealing with in Syria. So let's go ahead and tune into President Obama speaking now.
Further threatening friends and allies of ours in the region, like Israel and Turkey and Jordan. And it increases the risk that chemical weapons will be used in the future and fall into the hands of terrorists who might use them against us. So I have said before, and I meant what I said, that the world has an obligation to make sure that we maintain the norm against the use of chemical weapons. Now, I have not made a final decision about various actions that might be taken to help enforce that norm. But as I've already said, I have had my military and our team look at a wide range of options. We have consulted with allies. We've consulted with Congress. We've been in conversations with all the interested parties. And in no event are we considering any kind of military action that would involve boots on the ground, that would involve a long-term campaign. But we are looking at the possibility of a limited, narrow act that would help make sure that not only Syria, but others around the world understand that the international community cares about maintaining this chemical weapons ban.
All right, so there you have it. President Obama saying that in regards to the chemical weapons that were used against the people in Syria, that so far the military action that he is considering would not include boots on ground, actual troops being deployed. There would be no long-term commitment, but he is in fact standing firm on the world being against the use of chemical weapons. And of course we're going to keep you abreast as to what else the president has to say. And on a lighter note, we still have Tommy Davidson in the studio as well, so keep it locked right here, keeping you informed. It's 97.9 The Box.